This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The death of Muhammad Ali a week ago has inspired the telling and retelling of stories about him, many of them familiar. Unlikely as it may seem, given that Ali had been perhaps the most recognizable and written about athlete of his or any time, we turned up one story with which nobody here at Only a Game was familiar, and we found just the right man to tell it. On January 19, 1981, Bruce Haggerty, then a police sergeant in Los Angeles, was called to an office building on Wilshire Boulevard. A man had climbed out a ninth-floor window onto a ledge, and he was threatening to jump. As Sergeant Haggerty went about doing the job he'd been trained to do, he couldn't have known he was about to get some very high-powered assistance.
Well, we got a call about a jumper, a man threatening to jump from the ninth floor of the Miracle Mile office building in Los Angeles. I was the field sergeant at the time for LAPD, responded. There's all kinds of protocols we go through, set up a perimeter, get officers up there to talk to the person. We got behavioral sciences up there with some psychologists. I think there was even a minister up there. All of those resources tried to talk the man back inside the building, and nothing was working. He got pretty nasty down below. There was a crowd of 200-300 people. And this is in the Wilshire district, so people that don't know L.A., this is like right in the city. They were chanting, jump, jump. So it got kind of tense, and it was awful. They're wanting them, but they got to jump, and so they were kind of encouraging him. So that brought a whole different dynamic. We had to bring in other officers to move the crowd out, because certainly we didn't want that to happen. The man was agitated and not being reasonable, and you know you can't reason with unreasonable people, so we were concerned that he may in fact jump. We saw Rolls Royce drive up, and I don't know if it was the driver or an aide came over and asked the officers if they could talk to the person in charge. And so I said, sure, brought in. And they said, I have Muhammad Ali in the car. He would like to help. He'd like to actually go up and talk to the man and see if he can talk him out. So I said, well, let me talk to him. And so Muhammad Ali came out and shook my hand, and we talked a little bit. Made kind of a game plan and some kind of rules and engagements. You know, we didn't want him to grab the guy or do any of that kind of stuff. So he went on up there and talked to the man and kept him in conversation for some time. Couldn't hear it because he was, you know, up on the ninth floor and I was down on the street. But, you know, you just wondered, is this going to work? And is this guy suddenly going to jump? He was kind of the last resort. I didn't have any more tools in my toolbox. And he was kind of a gift. What Ali did was he connected with the man, I think. He also said he would help him and that he loved him and that he didn't want the man to end his life. So the man decided to take him up on it and came back into the building. I think the man was enamored with a man of Ali's stature that would take the time to come up and talk to him. And, of course, he offered him some things that we couldn't offer him. When they came down, Ali said that he had promised the man a ride in his Rolls Royce. So Ali asked if I told him, I said, we have to bring him to the police station. He says, well, can he ride in my car? And I says, yeah, he can, as long as we have a police officer in the car as well. And so we put Ali and the subject and a police officer in the Rolls Royce, and they drove to Wilshire Station and came on inside, and then we actually turned it over to behavioral sciences. I believe they took him to the Veterans Hospital. And so I have no idea what happened after that, nor did I hear anything about what happened. So it was kind of a day on the job, and then you go to the next thing. Ali treated us with respect. He treated this young man with respect. And so I was very impressed with what a gentleman and really a gentle soul that he is. For a guy that's a world boxing champ, you might think he might be a little gruff, but he was not. He's a very nice, gentle man. There was a movie producer in L.A. that called me last year about this, and he wanted to try to do a little TV deal on it, but we couldn't find any information. Nobody really knows what the guy's real name was. According to the news article, his name was Joe, but no last name and no record of what happened after that. So it is what it is in the way we're telling it. And a lot of times people ask me, says, hey, tell me a story, so I'll tell them that story. But that was certainly not a normal day in the life of a police sergeant in LAPD.
The Los Angeles Times chronicled the story of Ali's heroics in an article published on January 21, 1981. Photographer Boris Yarrow and staff writer Lee Harris contributed to the original reporting. Our story was produced by Alex Schroeder.